CBS presents this program in color.
Time I bring you news of the war, of which you are no longer a part. Things continue to go well for our victorious fatherland. Our illustrious Luftwaffe not only controls the skies of Europe, but at this moment is introducing London to our famous Blitzkrieg!
What's a famous Blitzkrieg? What is that?
Silence! We were forced to take these extreme measures in order to crush all Allied resistance and bring this war to a successful conclusion for our glorious Third Reich. Dismissed!
Come, London, that rotten crap.
Hold it.
Lousy bush. Someday we will make them pay.
Someday? Why not now? Come on, don't just stand there. We got work to do if we're going to help London.
You're forgetting something, sir. We're in the middle of Germany.
No, you're forgetting. So's Colonel Klink.
Yesterday you sneak me into a prison camp, and today you sneak me out,
and tomorrow we sneak you back in again.
Here he comes, LeBeau. Now don't go away, will you, Billy?
Watch it.
All right, hold it. All right, make sure the chute's secure up there.
Whatever you're up to, I pray it works.
Don't worry, Colonel Hogan and I know what we're doing.
All right, Billet, we'll see you tomorrow. Happy dreams.
Good night, sir. I hope.
Take it easy. Don't worry. The colonel and I know exactly what we're doing. Hey, it's Doc. Open up. It's me.
LeBeau, if that one doesn't work, try this one here.
You think Billet is safe hanging there?
Sure. Old Eagle Eye Schultz will capture him in the morning.
Now, London just confirmed your request, sir. They're going to set up an abandoned warehouse in Leadingham and load it with anti-aircraft. And also throw in a flock of Spitfires.
The trap is set.
Sir, I think this time we bit off more than we could chew.
All we've got to do is get Klink to believe there's a rocket gun factory in England, get him to pry the location out of Carter, then he notifies the Luftwaffe, they send over their bombers, our anti-aircraft knock them off, and we've relieved the pressure on London. Simple. You know what? I think we bit off more than we can chew.
Hi, Schultz.
Good morning, Colonel Hogan.
What's up? What do you mean, what's up?
They're working, that's what's up.
I'm going to show some surprise at you. Since when have you become so suspicious?
Please, Colonel Hogan, please. No trouble.
Trouble, Schultz, if we ever caused you any trouble. I mean recently. Believe me, nothing's up.
Then why are they working?
Because this is our home. We believe in keeping it clean. Cleanliness first. Always been my motto.
Please, Colonel Hogan, let them stop. I'd feel so much better.
All right, fellas, knock it off.
Thank you.
Oh, Schultz, can you do us a favor?
I knew it.
Relax. I just wanted to ask you as a friend to get us some grapes.
Grapes?
Yeah, they're the last grapes of the season. The fellas having a wine festival in Barracks 3. They're right outside the fence, right over by those trees.
Absolutely, positively, no.
Oh, come on, Schultz, they're right there.
All right, hold it, fellas. One thing I've learned, when Schultz says no, he means no. Mm-hmm. Once his mind's made up, it's made up. Carter, you go get the grapes.
Yes, sir.
Hold a minute, Carter! Come to me! You know you can't go out of camp.
But Schultz, we need the grapes.
I'll get them.
Well, Schultz is doing his part. Now it's Clink's turn to save London.
You know, Colonel Hogan, I am amazed how naive you are when it comes to military matters. How did you ever become a colonel?
Hard work, sir, just plain hard work. Plus the fact my father's president of the United States.
Now, that's funny, very funny, Colonel Hogan. But jokes don't win wars. And while you make the jokes, look what our glorious German forces are doing. Our troops are solidly entrenched everywhere. Your troops, they're retreating, completely disorganized.
Yeah, well, this map does prove one thing, sir. If you ever start fighting this war with pins, your side may win.
Mm-hmm, that's good, very good.
I'm so glad you still have your sense of humor. You know, you are very good at jokes.
Very good. Only here the joke is on you.
Well, now, that's strange. I didn't realize the Allied troops were that close to Munich and to Berlin.
You gotta watch this, Colonel. We move pretty fast. In fact, we're moving so fast, this war may be over before we come out with our new rocket gun.
Rocket gun?
No, maybe I shouldn't have mentioned it. It's just a rumor. I'm sure if it were true, German intelligence would have heard of it.
I am very sure of that, too.
Then again, German intelligence might have missed it. We all make mistakes.
German intelligence is comprised of the finest minds in the world. They are infallible.
Well, then, I guess the rocket gun is just a rumor.
Exactly.
But if true, this weapon could end the war.
Hogan, I'm on to your little game.
Little game, sir?
Don't you think I know what you're doing? You are making me think that the Allies have a new weapon, when in fact, you're making the whole thing up.
You're right, sir. I did just make it up.
You're lying. Now I want to know everything about that rocket gun. Everything.
Herr Kommandant, I have to report.
Schultz, I...
Schultz, you call yourself a soldier. Look at you. Button your collar. Put on your helmet. Put it on, put it on! That's better!
Commandant, there's a man in a parachute hanging from a tree outside the camp.
A parachute? Dummkopf, why didn't you tell me?
Tell the man in Barracks 3. The grapes for the wine are already crushed.
You should be ashamed of yourself, staying up all night.
Hey, look at you.
No, Phil, I see you're all in one piece.
Hey, that's true, sir. But I certainly have spent more comfortable nights. Yeah. And that Schultz, he's a real beaut.
Don't knock Schultz. He's one of the best soldiers in our army.
How did the interrogation go?
Name, rank, serial number. And then I let slip. I was en route to Russia, like you told me, sir.
Good, good. Sit down.
Sure wish I knew what was going on.
Forget it. It's a long story. Besides, your part's over. All right, Carter. Now, this is the so-called breech plate. You sure you got the facts straight?
Yes, sir. Billet is ferrying the parts to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
It has a range of 1,000 miles, and it's 5 times more powerful than any other weapon.
All right, now the town in England where it's manufactured, that's important. You got it.
Oh, sure. That's Eldingham. Dingleham.
Leadingham. Leadingham.
That's it. Leadingham. Yes, sir, I've got it now. Leadingham.
also advise you to inform the new prisoner that although I'm fair but stern, I can be tough if I have to. Now remember, you will all be here until Germany wins this war, which might be a lot quicker than you think. Now.
What's that?
Nothing. It's just a piece of a new rocket gun. Billet gave it to me.
Carter!
I didn't say anything wrong, Colonel. I didn't tell him anything important, like where in England this new rocket gun's being made.
Big mouth.
Schultz, did you say you searched this man thoroughly before I interrogated him?
Jawohl, Herr Kommandant.
And you missed something this size?
This
is very nicely made. Very nicely made.
Yeah, and what a range it has.
Dismissed. Schultz, I want to see Carter in my office right away.
Carter.
The fish are biting today.
You hear what I hear?
Moans. It sounds like Carter.
Impossible.
It's Carter, all right. And he's definitely moaning.
Bloody beast, he's torturing him.
Oh, no more, please.
I couldn't take any more.
Poor Carter, I should have gone myself. What are they doing to him? I don't know. Why doesn't he give me information?
All right, Carter. We'll take up where we left off after supper time. You are now dismissed. Schultz! That belongs to the prisoner.
Jawohl, Herr Kommandant. Herr Kommandant, what about the secret drumstick? The secret rocket gun.
Now, do not concern yourself about that. I have a plan.
A plan?
Yes, I do. I am going to call General Rudolf von Linzer on the telephone.
Oh, General von Linzer, Luftwaffe. You know him?
Rudy? Why, in military school, we were like brothers. Without my help, he would not be where he is now.
To think that he's a general now.
Yeah, fortunes of war. But if he is present, when I get the information about this rocket gun factory...
He will put in a good word for you in Berlin.
General Klink. That sounds just right, doesn't it?
To me, you always will be a colonel.
Dismissed. Schultz!
Sit down. There's not a mark on him.
There never is. Those rats know how to do a job.
Hey, Carter, what does it hurt? In the stomach. Don't try to talk.
Boy, I am full.
We'll get eaten. You're what?
I never ate so much in my life.
Carter, what exactly went on in Klink's office?
Shrimp cocktail, turkey, potato pancakes, apple strudel, everything.
Ooh, I just couldn't take anymore.
You mean they didn't torture you?
Well, I'm gonna.
Hold it. Why didn't you give him the location of the rocket bases?
He never asked.
Oh, and besides, it's not polite to talk with your mouth full.
Or with an empty head.
Oh, come on, it wasn't my fault. Besides, Klink really sets a table.
Don't you realize the importance of this operation?
Oh, I would have eaten you out of Asinome.
But out of a war?
It's gonna be all right. I'm gonna go back there tonight for dinner.
Tell me, Carter, how do you like it here at the Savoy Hitler? You're the only prisoner I know on the American plan.
Colonel, I just heard on the coffee pot, a General von Linzer, Luftwaffe, is on the way.
Looks just like Klink to try to make points with the brass.
Klink might be easy to fool, but a Luftwaffe general figures to be pretty sharp.
And tough.
A man like that could really give Carter a going over.
Look, Colonel, you know, it's really kind of selfish of me to go back there and have another wonderful meal. I ought to give one of the other fellas a chance.
Very noble, Carter. But you're going to go to that dinner, and what you don't finish, you bring back in a doggy bag.
But, Colonel...
Now, listen to me and listen real good. You don't spill a thing to Clink. You wait till the general interrogates you, then you stall a couple of times before you break down. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, remember, everything depends on the job you do in front of that general.
Yes, sir.
One final check. Do you remember where you're going to tell him the rocket gun factory is located?
Oh, come on, Colonel. What kind of goof do you think I am?
Colonel, shall I tell him?
Just double-checking. What's the location?
Well, the rocket gun factory is 2 miles due west of... It's 2 miles due west... I got it right here.
I don't want it right here. I want it right here.
It's 2 miles due west of Ham Leading. In Ham.
Leading Ham.
If it was something to eat, he'd remember it.
Leading Ham, Leading Ham. I've got it for sure. It's Leading Hum. Ham, Leading Hum.
You didn't finish your potato soup.
Well, you gave me so much, Schultz.
You didn't like it?
Oh, I did.
Oh, it was too spicy.
No.
It wasn't spicy enough.
Schultz!
You know, Carter, it's really a shame that you and I have never gotten to know each other better. How often have I said to myself, now here's what I call a fine, intelligent soldier. Now, please, keep on eating. By the way, in a few moments, a general will join us, and I'm going to have to ask you a few questions, nothing important, just a few inconsequential questions to make it look good for the general. You know how generals are. And I'm sure that I can expect some intelligent and accurate answers, no? Hmm?
Anything, Colonel. Anything you want to know.
Herr Commandant, General von Linzer has arrived.
He came? Oh, that's marvelous. Rudy! How nice to see you, just like old times. Hi, Hitler.
I better not be here on a fool's errand, Flink.
Clink!
Now, your name, I would be much more interested in.
Her name is Hilda, and I'm sure that she will...
Hilda? Is that your name, Hilda?
Yeah, Herr General.
Tell me, my dear, how does a sweet thing such as you exist in this oppressive atmosphere?
I follow orders, Herr General.
Don't be surprised if these orders take you to Berlin, one of these fine days.
Is that why you asked me to come? To watch you stand like a dummy?
No, Herr General. I assure you, this is a matter of the utmost importance.
What is this rubbish about a rocket gun? Our intelligence reports no such weapon.
I would not be surprised. With the General's permission. This is probably the enemy's most closely guarded secret. As a matter of fact, I'm most grateful that fate has chosen me to discover it.
You have proved that this gun exists.
Proof, positive. This was found on an airman this morning who was captured. It is part of a rocket gun.
You might have something here, Flink.
Clink. That's not all I have. Right here in my office is another prisoner who knows the exact location of the factory where this rocket gun was made.
Excellent. One precision bombing and we could level this factory. Where is it?
That's the one thing I haven't found out yet.
Take me to this prisoner. I'll get it out of him.
With the general's permission. This prisoner has an unbelievable willpower. Now, I have spent hours relentlessly beating him down bit by bit. I think in a few more minutes we'll have it. After you, Herr General.
General, is this the way you relentlessly beat down a prisoner?
Well, I... Oh, you see, General, this is an original tactic of mine. You see, ever since I have been commandant here at Stalag 13, this has never failed. Well now, Carter. I trust you're feeling better, huh?
Oh, sure, swell.
Good. Then I suppose it's time for our little talk.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I, by the way, I believe this is yours and you'd like to have it back. It's a,
breech plate from a new rocket gun.
That's right, that's right. Come from a factory in,
Wait a second. Now, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to trick me. Yeah, come on, Commandant. You know that's against the rules and regulations. Sure. Now I see it. Boy, what a pal you turned out to be. Well, you're not going to get anything out of me. No, sir, not a word. Oh, by the way, your sauerbraten was delicious.
Herr General, perhaps you could wait until tomorrow.
Shut up. I think it only fair to tell you that I employ somewhat different tactics than Lieutenant Klink.
Colonel Klink?
Don't bet on it. The major difference is that when I want information, I get it.
You can't frighten me.
I wouldn't dream of frightening you. I will leave that to the Gestapo.
The Gestapo?
You're going to bring in the Gestapo?
Okay, Carter, you can talk now.
All right, I'll talk.
Where is it?
Well, it's 2 miles due west of... It's 2 miles due west of...
Don't play games with me, I warn you.
No, I knew it just a minute ago. It's 2 miles due west of... Hamleydy. Inghammy.
Ing.
Forgot again.
Where is the rocket factory?
Would you just quit staring at me? You see, I can't think under pressure at all.
Patience with you.
Carter, tell him, and I promise you tomorrow you'll have schnitzel and dumplings.
Will you shut up? What is this? Who is this man?
Colonel Hogan, senior POW officer. How are you, Carter? Have they broken you yet? I should have known.
He hasn't talked yet, Colonel Hogan, but he will.
Yeah, maybe with other men, but you don't know Carter. Go ahead, torture him, beat him, break him in two. He'll never talk.
Colonel Hogan?
Yeah, he will. Link, get the Gestapo.
Wait a minute. I can't let you do that. I'll take the blame. I'll tell you what you want to know. It's the rocket gun factory, isn't it? It's 2 miles due west of Leadingham.
Sure, that's it, Leadingham. Sure, that's what it is.
But just in case this is a trick, I'll send a reconnaissance flight to verify the location.
Sir, I knew we could break them.
Colonel Hogan!
Colonel, we gotta get it!
Colonel Hogan, I must congratulate you on your honesty.
The reconnaissance flight verified the new factory near Leadingham.
You sure know how to rub it in, General.
And tonight that new factory will be reduced to rubble. I personally will lead the bombing mission.
And of course everyone knows that the General is one of our finest pilots. By the way, General, when you go to Berlin, you'll mention my name. Say a few words here and there.
Words? I will be glad to put in a few words. Negligence, irresponsibility, inefficiency, stupidity. As soon as I get back from the raid, I will take care of you. Good day.
I heard that in school, von Linzer was your dearest friend.
Yeah.
You would have been better off with an enemy.
Come in.
You sent for me, Colonel?
Yes, I did. Do you know what happened in that air raid last night?
Where would I get any information from?
62 German bombers shot down. 62, Hogan.
No.
Including General von Linzer's.
Your friend?
Yes.
Must have been those rocket guns. I told you how deadly they were.
Yes, and do you know what I think?
I don't think there are any rocket guns. I don't think there ever were any rocket guns. I think the whole thing was a trap.
Shh. If I were you, I wouldn't let that kind of talk get around. People might think you were responsible. You know what I mean?
Me responsible?
Well, after all, you were the one that asked von Linzer to come here, so if it was a trap...
Well, I... Who said it was a trap? It was just the possibility of a trap. Oh, there never was any trap. Look, if this is not part of a rocket gun, what is it?
What else could it be? Part of a lamp?